It seemed like everybody want to be a boss these days. Everybody want to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss call. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. They ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life, BOSSFEST, Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend to tell a friend and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is, the Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life, BOSSFEST, Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of the Boss Fest Podcast. How y'all doing out there today? Of course, you know, introductions. I am Kevin, the Grant Boss.
Are you now?
Introduce yourself.
And I'm Edwina.
With no title. Get you a title, bro. Like, you be hating on my title, but get you a title.
You know what my title is going to be? The creator of Boss Fest.
Well, then type it under your name, because your name look real dry right there.
I'll type it under my name, because you trying to do videos and stuff talking about you creator. I just want to clarify that I am the creator and originator.
No, but I'll let you have it for now.
You'll let me have it?
Yeah, I'll let you have it for now. Because I don't want no smoke now. I'm just saying, I don't want no smoke. But thank y'all again for joining us on another episode. Happy Wednesday. Hope everybody's having a great day today.
Man, I thought it was Friday all day.
It don't feel like Friday to nobody but you.
It feels like Friday to me. It has felt like Friday all day. And it just is what it is. I'm sad that it's Wednesday.
Happy Friday, not to you. I don't know how to play in that space. Like, it just feels like we're telling
lies.
You
know how sometimes it just feels like a different day? I've been on the move, and I haven't had a break for the last 9 to 10 days, and today felt like Friday to me.
Every day feels like the day it's supposed to be. Monday feels like Mondays, Fridays feel like Fridays.
You don't understand what I'm saying, so it's cool. It's cool. You don't got to understand what I'm talking about.
Well, since we're talking about feeling like Fridays and approaching weekends and stuff like that, listen, we got a special guest today. We're going to allow them to introduce themselves.
Right. You want to give her an introduction so badly. It's like eating you up.
Why you be hating on me trying to introduce people?
Nope. I mean, you give people a fake introduction and then let them introduce themselves, because I know it's killing you. Just give them like a little baby intro and let them introduce themselves.
I'm just going to bring the guest to the thing. Because you be hating on me all the time. See, I told y'all, world. Listen, she going to give me pressure every time for no reason.
I'm supposed to just stay in this space with you. Divorce. Like, you could be
put it
like,
on the shirt. Divorce. Now.
All right.
Whatever. So, coming to the Boss Fest stage, Miss Wanda Gaines.
Wrap it up.
How you doing now?
Hello, hello, hello. I am Wanda Gaines, the owner and CEO of New Outlook Events and the manager owner of MKG Publishing. And I'm doing good.
How? With the multiple businesses. Let's go.
We're working.
So, that's what's up. So today's topic is, do people still go outside? Of course, you know, reason why we're bringing this this conversation to the Boss Fest table is because as we play in entrepreneur spaces, if we are becoming businesses, I find myself knowing that I have to be in certain places to, you know, get my brand out there, get our name out there and things of that nature. But I find it hard to go outside because it don't feel like outside is for me anymore. Like, remember when you was younger?
Outside not for you.
Remember when you was younger? Many years ago. And, since you want to talk
about
it.
Oh, you thought you did something with all the minis.
I felt good about it. Many minis years ago. Like, it just felt like it was natural just to be out there. As you know, you become older and wiser and more mature. It just feels like, you know, being out in certain spaces just doesn't make as much sense as it used to. I don't even know if it made sense then, but it just felt like it was okay to be outside. Now, maybe it's technology, maybe it's the convenience of everything. People have now made their homes into, I guess, their club or their getaway spots. It just feels like, man, being in spaces almost feels has anxiety to it. So we wanted to get in front of one who is putting out multiple events, getting people outside, getting them dressed up, you know, and get her perspective on this. So, Miss One, do you feel like people are still going outside?
I can't relate to you really, Mr. Wait. Kevin Butler, when you was many, many years ago partying. I guess I never really been outside, but I always been outside. So I'm a type of person that I love events. I've never done the club thing. So it's kind of like a sneaking club, but it's not a club. But so to explain that, I like comedy shows. I like live entertainment. I love, you know, anything that has to do with me being entertained for the most part. I like dressing up, going out, meeting new people. I do that all the time.
Oh, rude. Exactly.
I've been doing it since I was a teen and I still do it now. So that's why I say I can't relate. Like, I do understand that everybody's different. And I don't think it's the age thing. I just think it's a mindset. It's certain people that just like to be outside. And it doesn't have to be outside to the club. But if you want to go somewhere nice and have a drink or not, because I don't drink. But if you want to, you can go to a nice place, events like I have, where you can have the music or somebody singing to you or, you know, something like that. So that, you know, you're in a safe environment and also with some mature adults. Even if they're younger, they're mature. They know how to act. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you. I'll say me because I can't say nobody else. I see social media makes it seem like everybody's outside. But I almost feel like everybody go outside just to be on social media. And I'm like, do people still enjoy the outside?
That's
energy?
Not the question, though. So let's. The question is, do people go outside?
And I don't have a reference point. So I'm going to take Ms. Wanda's reference point since she's the one creating events and getting people outside. So since you're getting people outside, do you feel it my way? You say you can't see it my way, but I guess that means people are outside in your world, right?
Definitely. I mean, me creating events and also attending events, I'm seeing people outside. Definitely, all the time.
So comedy shows, galas, those are the type of events that get you motivated. Sitting at the club, you don't drink. It just seems like after you've been to so many things, wouldn't it seem like it would be getting tiresome?
Again, it depends on the person. Hasn't gotten tiresome for me.
Right. I mean, it just feels like almost like you're asking the same question. So
you ask two questions. I'm asking the same question four times.
You are. Like, go ahead. Your first question was so long I had took a nap, woke back up, and was like, hey, he is still asking her that same question.
Bye. Ask your question.
But you're asking, do people still go outside? So for me, I'll say for me personally, I like to go outside. I'm going to go to the club. I'm going to go to the comedy show. I'm going to go to the live music thing. And I don't like to be outside for a long period of time. Like, I don't like to live outside, but I like to show up. And especially if it's like show up and support. And then you mentioned that people like to show up and be on social media. I also do see that a lot. So you get the appearance that you're like out and socializing. It's almost like the new social media, you have to show where you work. So that happens. I feel like for me, I like to be outside. I just got to get used to posting my outside on social media. So that's what I haven't like gotten used to. But I definitely think people go outside. Like we just had Boss Fest and people were outside. And it's whether you're outside in business, are you outside in a club, whatever your outside looks like, I feel like people are there. Wanda, would you agree, right?
I agree. I definitely agree. I mean, and speaking of your Boss Fest, I mean, they were outside over there. I was at Stride for a Cause. People left your event, came to that event. I mean, that's outside. You know, you're going to a festival. That's
depressing. Whoa. I'm going to need you to put some context behind that. People left your event, went to Stride for a Cause.
I understood what she meant. You be in your feelings. You ever, like, how be in their feelings? Let's change the topic.
After your event was over, to clarify.
Guys be in their feelings sometimes, but don't want to admit, because you definitely, context. I didn't take it no type of way like that.
I didn't take it no way. Boss Fest ended
at a certain time, because it's a business conference, and then people left the business conference, and they went to what Stride for a Cause was a fashion show, in a sense, but it started at a later time, so people definitely had the time to go from one to the other and show support. But we had bosses in the building, and that means that people were outside on a Sunday representing their brand. Because did they not show up?
They did.
Okay.
I didn't say they didn't. I said put it in context. That's all I did.
Where the tissues at? Because, baby, I did not know you was going to be in your feelings today.
Ain't nobody, though.
So I guess one of what my question is because I deal with a lot of the struggle as far as like event setup and things go, where, you know, for me, it feels like people, although they do show up outside, they're very last minute with their decision to go outside. So unlike Kevin, I feel like, yes, the people will come. But the question is, why y'all can't decide to come early?
That's something that I definitely don't understand. I don't I can't answer it. It gives me so much anxiety. But we are who we are, I guess. Again, I think that's the cultural thing, is because people, they don't really commit anymore to one thing, right? And so what they do is they say, okay, this looks good. If nothing else comes up that looks better, then I'll go ahead and do that.
Okay, now you bring up a good point. If nothing comes up that looks better, then I'll go ahead and do that. When you plan an event, do you think that that's what people are thinking in their mind? Like, if nothing else, then I'm gonna just go ahead and do this?
I think so, because that to me is the only reason why they would wait till the last minute, unless there's a money issue or something like that. I ultimately think they're weighing options. Because, you know, if I am invited to a wedding, for instance, a wedding, and I say I'm going, or RSVP, usually you would put that down on the calendar. And you tell everybody, hey, I'm going to a wedding that day. It's commitment and it's done. But when it's other things, even if it's a family reunion or whatever, I've heard, like my cousin recently, we had a conversation and she was saying, oh, yeah, I would, you know, have the information and I would RSVP, but then I would forget about it. Mm. And I'm like, how would you forget about it if that's something that you prioritize if you really wanted to go? Because if you didn't really want to go, you don't really care about making that
date. I have to fire my cousin. I'm going to be for real. Like, if you RSVP. Because that costs people a lot of money. Like, you're talking about a wedding scale. That's what
I explained to her. She didn't look at it that way. I mean, she hasn't done it to me, but she told me she did that to people thinking, you know, she was actually not in the wrong, or that she didn't.
Cousin, you know, you got to be put on notice.
And so I'm like, and then if you don't tell the person, hey, I can't make it for XYZ, that's even double trouble. Like, you have to understand the costs that are associated with these events that these people host and they're inviting you to. And she's been doing this pretty much all her life.
Oh, Lord.
And so now she's like, I have a different perspective after speaking to me, because we were talking about planning a family reunion. And I said, what would it take for you to go ahead? Because that's another issue with family reunions. people don't want to pay their money up front and in time. And, you know, the person who's coordinating it has to pay these facilities a deposit. And then you have to, you know, make sure that that money's there by a certain date. And if the family isn't sending their money in time, because they just feel like, okay, we can just come when the day comes. Mm-hmm. and that's not how it works. Or at least most people don't understand that's not how it works, because they haven't planned an event before. They haven't been involved in that process. They just show up if they decide to show up.
Mm. So I'm going to ask a question that's different than the last four questions that was the same I asked. So what tricks of the trade do you use to try to get people to buy into your events early to make that investment?
I've attempted to, as every other event person, I think, to do the early birds. I've done that before. I've done the just continual promotion of the event, you know, speaking to specific people, saying, hey, did you get your ticket yet? It's kind of like, you're just kind of a constant reminder that this is happening. And it's, again, the point of making it something that they're really keeping in the back of, or that they're putting in the forefront of their mind, so that they can go ahead and get their ticket and attend the event. So it works sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't.
Have you ever had a person buy a ticket, forget about the event, vent over, and then ask for a refund because they forgot?
No.
You said that, so no. You're playing them games.
Because that's on the tickets, no refund.
Boy, I don't think people read, but that's just me. I'm not like I'm trying to throw it. Like, I do events I do a event. I don't even want to say I do multiple events, because y'all don't ask me about events. But I will put the stuff on the website. It will come on the ticket, and you're going to inbox me exactly the same question that was already on the site. So I'm just going to say, I don't think they know it said no refund.
That's a possibility, because yes, you do get a lot of the same questions. You can literally send a message to someone. They look at the message and call you back and say, what is this?
I get what time it start, where it's at, who gonna be there? Just any kind of question I guess you could think of. It is gonna come to you in your inbox, even though it is all laid out there.
On the flyer, or mm-hmm. even in the written text, or whatever.
Kevin wouldn't understand that, because he don't go outside, nor does he plan what outside looks like. So, you know.
Listen, wait a minute. Let's stop that, because I met Kevin outside at Dexter Brown.
I think that was inside.
Dang it. She met me outside at an event. I was inside. Outside that day.
Inside.
Whatever.
Yeah, my All Red Affair told him about it. And of course, the other.
Wait, you went to an All Red Affair?
No, no.
No.
Told
I was like, hold on, he was really outside.
No, I told him about it. But obviously, okay. I didn't get him excited about it, because he's the person that doesn't understand outside.
No. See. To get Kevin to go outside, the key to get Kevin to go outside is to get me to go outside. Kevin really does not go outside. He's an introvert at heart. Like, have you ever seen those people that are socially awkward in the outside? Like, you've seen them. Like, you would do events and they just stand in the corner like, what are you doing? And, like, they just feel, like, very uncomfortable just in the space. Ooh. That's what Kevin is in the space. Nicely put, in the nicest way possible.
That was nicely?
Yes, like some people just really don't like outside. And I just think that's you. I should post it after the podcast is over. Y'all pay attention to the page. I'm going to post a video of Kevin being outside. And y'all ever seen, it's like a little meme where like the dude be doing a robot in a circle. And like, it's just like, you don't know what you're supposed to be doing at that moment. That's how you be looking outside.
Oh my God.
Am I frozen? Just,
you are frozen. We don't see you.
You're not moving. We can hear you.
Oh my goodness.
So this comment says Wayne Jr. for sure. So you have like a community of people who also feel awkward outside. So like for me, if I go outside, I know what I need to be outside depending on the event. Like if it's an event where like it may be loud, live music or just music in general, and it's a vibe, I need a hookah, I need a section and a drink. Like if I have those things, I'm vibing with you. Like I'm good all night. I know that because I know myself in this age.
Right. So that means you have to make it feel like home for you to be outside. You need a couch.
I don't have no section at home. I don't have no hookah at home. And I don't have no drink at home. All those things I'm finding outside, and the music got to be for my age group. My age group. That's what it got to be.
All right.
What's your age group?
Ooh.
Yeah, she said it. What is your age group? You put it out there.
My age group is like 30-ish age group.
Okay. And up.
Right.
See, we ain't gonna be true today. I see we're not gonna be true.
And I guess that's the thing. Like you said, everybody has their expectations of an event. So that goes to say, you are saying, okay, let's get ready for this event. But then if you see something that's missing from your list of I normally need to have, then you may not put that on the forefront of your mind to do for whatever, for that one particular reason, even though it's going to be a great event.
So, and it really depends for me. So, like you go outside for different reasons. Like a lot recently in this season, it's been a lot of business connections that I've been outside for. So obviously, what you're going for, if it's, business related. But if it's like outside, like this weekend, we're going to be outside this weekend. And I'll tell you a story. So like this weekend, we're going to Daytona. It's Bethune-Cookman homecoming. But there's a lot of events going on this weekend, but they're all outside. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to dress up and it's going to be some loud music, people dancing type outside. So I was like, okay, what event do we go to? Kevin don't want to go to none of the events. Not none of them.
I can see his whole mood change. Like he was like.
And right, it causes him anxiety about the event, like just going to it. So typically if I'm doing those type of events, I may get like a homegirl or like go with the girls or some other group of people that's not him. Because, when you go with somebody who give you that type of energy, you don't even have fun in the space. You just be like, ugh. You ruining it for me. So maybe that's why when you're outside, you feel like people don't be outside because that's your perception of it. But when I go to things outside, like I feel like it's a lot of people and they are enjoying themselves.
I got you. So I'm gonna ask Wanda. So what made you get into this type of business?
Honestly, when did you start it? I honestly always, like I said, I've always enjoyed, first making people happy, like giving them an opportunity to smile. So for instance, when we were little and one of my sister friends, she reminded me that when we were little kids, I made my mom make her a birthday cake to have her birthday party. That's just me. I just like to have like that enjoyment or to make somebody have that fulfillment of joy, even though that may not be something that they're into. I still kind of like, I just like to just bring some type of happiness, especially recognizing special occasions. And so I've always been like that. I do that with my nieces, nephews, godchildren, and then church. Church started me to do more of the planning process. Conferences and things like that, speaking in front of people. And so it just went from there.
So you do party planning too?
That's my business, yes, event coordinating. And what happened is whenever I wasn't getting as many clients as I was anticipating, I said, okay, I need to figure out another stream of income within my event business. And because I've previously planned events, I said, why not go ahead and host the event myself? I still would have clients in a sense, but they would have to, I would have to have that anxiety of waiting for them to purchase versus them paying for it up front. But I enjoyed the whole, still everybody getting together, seeing everybody dressed up, having a good time, laughing or dancing or whatever it is. I like seeing that. And I especially like pictures and videos. So I like to have those memories as well.
That's good to know. So what's your favorite type of event to plan?
My favorite type of event, I would say a birthday. I mean, weddings are great, but I think birthday milestones are really, really just because everybody has them, right? And not everybody's going to get married or not everybody's going to be able to have the big wedding. And not everybody celebrates their birthday in a big way. But even an intimate birthday, whether it's a milestone birthday or just a random birthday, I mean, people usually turn up for their birthday, even somebody like Kevin.
I do not.
You do not.
In actuality, we are not allowed to celebrate his birthday in our house.
Oh, okay.
He's anti-birthday. So I celebrate my birthday for all both month. Of us. For both of us. Like, I take his celebration and my celebration.
Say, oh, okay, you like me. I celebrate a whole month as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The whole month.
It just wasn't.
Oh, this person said today is their birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy John. Birthday, John Ross. You want that's a song? Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Y'all go ahead.
That's all I got. I give you that, get that baritone at that end.
Wanda had it by herself, so hey.
But I didn't want to look about that by herself. That's how I had to come with the awkwardness.
See, that's what I'm saying.
It wasn't even awkward, but I wasn't gonna help y'all. You know, I can't do it.
So comments going birthday Scrooges and all that stuff. Listen, so I don't like spending
Scrooge.
Money.
I like that wording, birthday Scrooge.
I don't like spending money, and if it has to be spent on me, then I'm like, don't do it. So it's not that I won't do the event or I won't participate in some birthday stuff. But if it's like, hey, man, I'm finna buy you the typical men gifts or father type gifts, you can leave.
Let's
me.
Not do that, because for your birthday, you get Jordans. Like, you come up with some really nice things. And what you want to say is a typical birthday gifts for guys are like a tie. And you don't even wear a tie. That doesn't even make sense.
Also, you still get gifts.
You don't even want to open that can of worms, what it's about to do in this household.
Come on, Wanda. I thought we were friends today.
I think most husbands, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's something with husbands in these birthdays. I don't know. Mine doesn't like to celebrate them either. But I think
the money aspect is really just a lie. It's a front for something else.
It's the money. Won't you actually listen? See, that's the problem. Women don't listen. We just told you what it is, but you want to make it be something else. We don't like spending money. So let me spend it on you. Let me spend it on the kids. Let's spend it on other stuff. It ain't necessarily got to be spent on me. And I'm content with you saying happy birthday to me, buying me something to drink, give me a little piece of ass at the end of the night. I'm happy with the simple things for birthday. I don't need to go out and do all this stuff. I don't need all the elaborate gifts. I'm simple. But we got to do this. And the reason why y'all do that is because y'all want to make sure that y'all birthday is projected that way. And no, we got to work on that better, because I definitely suck at that. But I'm just saying.
See, and so now you have connection to an event coordinator, and you can give Edwina the party that she deserves.
Ooh. you gonna have to know Edwina better, because I don't know how to plan no real event for her that she gonna like. If I plan it, it's gonna be trash. Oh, you
she
did that for me.
She told us the important elements, and then everything else just has to be elaborate.
Got it.
I'm glad. Look, in 5 seconds, one was able to figure that out. In 22 years, this guy don't even Last year for Christmas, I think I got one pair of pink tights.
That was
that was the year before that.
Year before that.
This last year, I got an ice maker machine.
Some of the best ice you ever had.
No. See, that's the stuff that you say you don't want her to give you, but you're giving her some practical stuff.
Nope. She's been asking for that. She's been asking for that.
You don't do that on a birthday, though. You do that on a regular day.
Let me tell you how she didn't ask for that. She went to somebody's house and they had the little ice making machine. I said, oh, but it had a bar of drinks. So you know how you go to somebody's house? You say, oh, that is nice. I would love to have that. That is something you say when you are being nice to somebody's house you are in. I never asked you for that. I said, they ice machine looks nice.
Use your ice machine every day with your hating ass.
I'm just telling you. I didn't ask for that.
Then you'll say, I'm not buying nothing else.
But I digress. And I will say, while we're talking about big party planning, I love people's birthdays. And Wanda, don't kill me, but I feel like I'm team courthouse when it comes to weddings. But, you know, that's just how I feel about it.
No, she wouldn't.
I'm team courthouse now. I didn't say I was team courthouse right. then.
Don't let
I'm
her lie to
courthouse
you.
Now.
I had to take out a loan. Don't let her lie to you like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Everybody doesn't want the men usually talk women out of that big spending on a wedding. But
I would love to attend someone's wedding. I've only been to two weddings in my lifetime. So I would love to go as a guest. Only two, yeah. But if someone came and asked me for advice, I would say, girl, save your money, buy a property. Don't pay for that wedding.
See, now you trying to take money out of Wanda pocket. She trying to plan these events.
You know, I told her don't kill me. Let's move on then. Let's move on. Because you're right.
You ain't taking money out of people's pockets now. Plan y'all wedding. Matter of fact, renew your vows big.
I know, right?
Now, that is something I do agree on, renewing your vows, because typically when you're first getting married, you're establishing something. When you're renewing vows, it's already established. So I have way more money to spend in my life now than I did then. So I'm team renew your vows.
Okay.
So now we have like understanding.
Go to www.newoutlookevents.com to set up your consultations.
Hello. Look, and use code BOSS and let her know that y'all heard it on the Boss Fest podcast for a special discount that we don't know what it is yet.
You just making it up. She did not agree to any of that.
I know she did.
You done gave her a discount code that she don't even want to honor. Wait a minute.
Hey, we're giving 10% off for Boss Fest viewers.
There you go. See, that is how bosses work. You throw it out there and we just make it happen.
Man, that felt forced. Make it happen. She did that out of pity, like that was forced. You do not, people, Wanda, you do not have to honor that. Listen, get these people to your website, have them pay your price because you know what it costs to do your job. We ain't doing discounts. 2025 is your year, no discounts.
I will tell you, events are not cheap. 100%. They are not cheap.
Not at all.
I'm still having to figure out the whole have the whole amount for the event up front. And then wait to get my money back on the back end. I just like that right there. That's rough because I be wanting to spend my money on other things. I don't know. Every time I do a Boss Fest event, I say I'm never doing this again. And then
do it again.
I do it. Yeah.
So that's a good question. How do you navigate through that process? No, knowing that, hey, for the venue and things of that nature, you got to have this upfront money. And you know how much it costs you to put this together. With talent and things of that nature.
So you don't even know what it who got to be in the event, huh?
Like, I know she does events. She does a gala. She does talent. Like the red and white event or that event, the red event. It was she had like a live band.
Maybe you should let her tell.
She could tell it.
Did you have a question? I'm sorry.
Why you doing that to me?
I'm messing with you. You're messing with yourself.
No, bro.
You're messing with yourself. He is literally asking you why you like continue to do events, having to pay for the cost of everybody's thing. Unfortunately, he wanted to name everybody that you use in the event as though he knew them. But the question really is, if you got to pay the cost for all of the things up front, what makes you want to keep doing it again?
Again, this is a passion of mine. It's something that drives, you know, something that drives me to do it. And not only that, I think it is important for me to not only just to have an event, but to brand myself, my business. And doing those hosting events is a way for people to also know and see that Wanda Gaines New Outlook Events is able to coordinate their event as lavish or as quickly or as fluently or as proficiently as needed for them to do. So if they want to have a party or if they want to have a wedding or if they want to have a conference or whatever it may be, that I'm able to get that together and they can see the evidence themselves without having to spend their thousands up front first. They'll be able to see she actually could do the job.
Yeah, so they get to experience it before they drop their money and know, I came to this. This was amazing. I want to pay her to do it when I'm ready to buy my, you know, when I finally make it to 40 birthday party. Hey. Hashtag for dyslexia. Come on, high five. Let's high five the
put
dyslexia.
Your hand down.
ADHD.
You is not. We ain't playing that 40 game.
But yes, oh, the All Red Affair. The All Red Affair did have live entertainment, which was a full band. I had three separate solo artists. We had, of course, videographers, photographers. We had servers, everything was there. We had a cigar lounge out back. We had vendors that were there selling items. We had photo booth set up. So it was a lot going on for the All Red Affair, and it was wonderful. Everybody enjoyed themselves.
That actually sounds like your vibe. You just got into smoking cigars.
I did.
You gotta. So the next event that you have is the gala, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell us about that.
So that's November the 16th. That's a black and white affair. The gala is formal. It is going to be at Domain Ave, which is on Drainville Road out by the Lakeland Linder Airport area.
And that's a beautiful venue, too.
It is. It really is. And this is going to be just a night for everyone to get together. VIP, you know, it's a black and white VIP. So all you very important people out there, this is the place to be so that you can network with people like Edwina and Mr. Butler. Uh-oh. And get to know those millionaires that are going to be walking in the room. I mean, you know, not just that, but also these business owners and people that are able to pour into your life. And you never know the connection that you may have or the old acquaintance that you may see. So come out and have a good time.
So do I need to be a business owner to go, or is it open for everyone?
It's open for everyone. Just have to have that VIP mindset.
And is everybody VIP, or you have two like different ticket levels?
At this event, there's only one ticket level. Everybody is a VIP. Okay. Excuse me.
I let everybody be a VIP. I love that.
I need distinctions. Don't you like when you go into an event and you know everybody VIP? That means everybody got a seat.
Everybody VIP, so everybody get a seat.
I'm just saying, you know, sometimes
that's correct. At this event, everybody gets a seat because they're VIP.
I'm sold already.
No, I'm trying to understand, I guess. So you mean like if you go to events sometimes and if you're not VIP, you don't get a seat?
Right. Think about that from club perspectives, a certain dynamic. Like you go on the people saying, okay. I spent my money, right? So let's say sometimes ticket price and whatever it is, you're like, all right, man, I spent my money. I want to have a good time. You walk in and it's like both chairs. You're like, God dang.
And you'd be like, dang, I wish I was VIP.
Man, I'm too old to be just standing up for the next 4 hours. I'm not a church usher. Like, I want to have a seat.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Like, everywhere I go, I need a seat. Like,
so I'll tell you that when we were looking at events this weekend, I said, ooh, I can't be VIP, I'm not going to go there.
Right.
So, yes, I can. I definitely feel that.
I mean, like my All Red affair, we had VIP and then general admission, standing room area. But outside on the patio was an area where people could go and sit for free. But again, this one, everybody's VIP. Nobody feels left out, like they're, you know, they have to be at a certain, you know, pay grade in order to be able to come into the event. This is an event that everybody can be the important person.
This is your event, Kevin.
It sounds like it.
Because, you know, like other events, you got to buy your ticket early so VIP don't sell out. Like, you know, with Boss Fest, like, VIP will be sold out and now people messaging you, like, I can't get no more VIP. I'm like, I can't make more space. It is over. So now, like, everybody is VIP. And
right. So, but is that a good thing? Because think about what you just said. Since everybody's VIP and everybody get a chair, that means I can procrastinate to the last minute to buy my ticket. So then it's that anxiety, which we know we hate dealing with that. So I'm sure Wanda hates that crap. Like, dang, I need these tickets to sell. Sometimes you need them. You need them people that know that's going to guarantee they seat to go ahead and buy them spots early. That's all.
Well, listen, this is the thing. VIP is not a guarantee of them buying the spot early either.
Ooh, okay.
100% not. Because people will procrastinate, whether it's general admission, VIP, they still gonna wait till the last second. And then once it's sold out, gonna be like, so is VIP really sold out? Like, don't it say sold out? It's sold out.
Okay. So how many people are you looking to try to get in your event to feel like it's successful? What's your number? It's like, all right, if I saw 500 people, I feel like this event's successful. But if it's less than 200, I feel like there's more work to be done. What's your number for this event that you see?
My number for this event is to get 100 people.
Okay.
That's a good amount of people in the space.
Yeah.
That's a great amount of people.
I mean, I was only looking at you because you asked, and I thought there was a reason, like, we was going to figure out the follow-up behind
no,
it.
No, because I'm trying, when I'm thinking about events, that's be the one thing in my head. Like, I'd be like, all right, man, based off of the space, based off of what I want, how many people do I want in this event to it to look good versus how many people in the event where maybe it's too many? You remember you used to go to spots and like, man, there's way too many people here. This ain't comfortable. I don't feel like squishing and squeezing. I got to find this one little spot and stand like this because it's just too packed. Like, I'm too old for all that stuff, which is why that's part of my anxiety.
We're not doing standing room at this event.
Everybody will have a seat, she said. So just get your ticket right now.
Yeah, because if you don't get your ticket and the maximum has been met, then you won't have a seat and we won't have a spot for you.
Yeah, it's just over. Over.
We say that too, but I still sell a seat or a ticket. I just put, you might
just
be standing.
Pull up any kind of seat, huh?
Will pull up any type of seat.
Once we get to a certain point, you might be standing.
So, and I mean, I guess because with Boss Fest, there are certain things people could be doing. So everyone isn't in a specific chair all the time.
Right.
But if you're talking about where you're dressing up at a gala, a lot of times people are in the same space at the same time. Like, you have different rooms where there's a mixer going on. People could be shopping. So it's a lot of movement happening. Typically, you know, at a gala, things are happening in one.
I got it.
I'll let Wanda tell you.
Can I show my ignorance real quick? I know I've been showing it all show. I want to show my ignorance one more time. So I've heard the term gala, but I have truly never researched it. You know how people are like, oh man, that's a gala. What am I really expecting at a gala? What is a gala? I only went to one, and it was at Markeisha's when she hosted it for her husband, Vernell Smith, being a commissioner. And that felt more like a club than a gala.
That felt very gala-ish to me.
We got dressed up, but it was like, it was club.
No, maybe it was gala turned to club, but it was very, it gave very gala.
Okay. Breakdown, gala. What are we getting ourselves into?
Okay, so a gala is a festival or a kind of a celebration for the public. Entertainment, where it marks a special occasion, or it's for businesses to businesses, nonprofits, charities. A lot of times use those terms, gala, because gala is actually how the British say it, and gala is how the Americans are supposed to say it, but we all interchange that word all the time. But anyways, they include dinners, dancing, or live entertainment. That's what a gala is, or a gala, whichever you prefer to say.
So there's going to be live entertainment.
Yes, we're going to have a saxophonist and some other special surprises.
I like special surprises.
I'm starting to get sold. I'm starting to get sold on the gala, whatever those words are.
You're right. Either way, it's the same thing.
Basically, just put that ish on and come.
Yes. Get your photo. Get your hors d'oeuvres. Get your drink if you drink. And be ready to be entertained.
Kevin, I'm going to ask you a question. I can see it on his face.
I'm processing my question, but I won't want to get cussed out for working through my question. So go ahead, baby. Let me work through my question. I swear.
It be bothering me to my soul sometimes, but bless his heart. Just bless his heart.
What up?
So do you ever go to anyone else's event and then, like, basically you say when you're at the event, oh, bless their heart, like you just feel
God,
like...
Damn it.
What?
She got to be blessed that they heard.
But you know, like if you, so when you go to somebody's, like, let's say business type conference or whatever, you be like, oh, dang, they could have done this. Like, so I'm just saying, I think sometimes it happens naturally. I'm asking her, do you go places and you feel like that?
You mean like they need help or they need to change something? Yeah, you notice it.
Yes.
Yeah, I notice it.
Yeah, I did that.
I notice it, but I also, I'm very like, you have to understand, like, because I hear, sometimes you hear people talking, right? And you're like, but they don't understand all of the work that this person had to do. And it's just not as easy as it seems to be as organized as you think you want to be in every case. Now, some things, you know, at a certain point, you know, we should have under our belt, but life happens, but you have to be.
Let's stop at those some things.
Hmm?
Elaborate right there in that space. Some things we should have under our belt, like what?
Starting on time. You know, that's something that we have issues with a lot. And then also if there's like a order of a program or something, and maybe someone's not in place, we have to be able to adjust to fill that gap without it being so noticeable. And so that's, well, for me, that's something that I try to focus on, like not letting people know that there's an issue, right? Because there's going to be issues that come up during an event. Always. I always have had an issue, but it's how you respond to those issues and how you're, responding to the people that are working with you when it comes up on how they should move or how they should react. Because if, let's say your speaker isn't available at 10:10 when they were supposed to start at 10:10, you're going to either have to start speaking or have somebody else up there to speak. And then if they decide to come in later, switch it. Unless it's something that's actually on the paper that everybody else can see, then act like nothing ever happened. Don't say, well, we don't have so-and-so here now, so we're going to go ahead and do XYZ.
That's a good
one. That is a very good one.
That's a good one.
Because remember, like, that's the one thing that like we try to make sure, not to start late, not that, but the being able to change, because people will not know what was supposed to happen as long as it seems like it was a breeze for you. You make people understand that it's noticeable and it didn't go as planned.
Yeah.
And remember when before we started Boss Fest, I don't know if you were in that meeting, Kevin, but what I said was, if there's something, because there's always going to be an issue and it should always be a new issue. I don't like to have the same issue because we're doing the same event. So we should learn from past mistakes is the way I see it. So as we get bigger, we should encounter new issues because there'll always be one issue. There'll always be multiple issues, either way issues. But it's how you react. The same thing that Wanda said. If you react accordingly, no one else will ever know that was an issue.
I feel that. Wanda touched on something I definitely got to go back on. Starting on time. So we know as a group of people that we like to be fashionably late. Is it always beneficial to start an event on time? Or do you like the kind? Do you have like two start times? Let me say it that way. Like, you know what you put on the flyer or your social media content like this time, but in your head, you know, you automatically was going to be starting this event 30 minutes later, or 45 minutes later, just because sometimes starting on time means you may be starting to an empty room. So do you have like two start times or just one?
I just have one start time and I start at that time.
Empty room or not, we going in because we know people are filling up. They come in late, possibly disturbing the show and stuff. But hey, one start time, we in, we out.
So I feel like the reason why Kevin asked is like we were just in July, we were at a business conference and the start time of that business, was it like 9 a.m., 8 a.m.?
It was like 10. I wanna...
So whatever the start time was, we was late. We was like very, very late. I think we went and got breakfast at the start time. Then came back and ate because in these business conferences, they're multiple days. So you come and go, however you catch, whatever you want to catch, you have it all on your phone. So you know, like what you want to sit through, what you don't. But we went, ate, came back and it still hadn't started. And what we noticed that was different in this event than I'll say many others is no one cared that it didn't start on time. Everybody was networking in this space, waiting for the doors to open. And we were taking photos and doing content and we just, you know, waited. And I want to say we probably still waited like another 30 minutes or so before it really started.
But the doors even open, even let anybody in the space.
Right. You couldn't even get in. We just were all like in the pre-function area waiting for it to start. And I noticed, I said, no one is upset. Now bring me back to Polk County, please. Because I felt like if I would do that in my space, oh, they're going to talk about me bad. She said that thing started at 11 o'clock. She need to open that door to 12:30. They ain't doing nothing but wasting my time. I need to get a refund. And I'm like, I don't know how they had as many of us. And there's probably 1,000 people at this conference.
It was.
And I heard nobody complain about that time, like it not starting on time. I was just very surprised.
I mean, and we are followers. I mean, ultimately, a lot of people are followers and that they will, you know, jump on the bandwagon of whatever they see or hear in most cases. I will say that if an event is great enough, then you tend to forget the small things, right? So that's the thing about even having an event, having issues, setbacks or whatever. If the majority of the things are great, people will not remember the small thing. I've been to a gala before where they intentionally put a time where basically you come in and you mingle and people really thought it was starting at that time. Now, initially it wasn't a problem. Like you said, there's a lot going on, you know, there's a lot to do, but then after a certain point, even if you don't hear everybody saying it, they're saying it like, when is the door gonna open? When is the door gonna open? Because now my heels are hurting. Or
so I did say it in my head. So I understand what you said. But when the doors opened, I was like, ooh. So then I had forgot that I had waited. I was just so amazed when it
opened. Yeah, yeah, and that's what happened. It's like after you get in there and you see everything or you hear everything, you forget about that you were even waiting unless somebody brings it back up. Like you just brought that up and that came to mind about, oh, I was waiting at a gala like that, but it wasn't a big deal at that time.
So make them be amazed after that wait.
If you're going to, I mean, if you're going to have them waiting, yeah. You have to have something for them to do in the waiting process.
It's like, you can see Kevin's face. It just look like he's just sitting there thinking.
No, I'm processing it. Because like I said, I only went to one gala, a gala. And it did, like, the time it said be there. No, we was there at the time. And there was, like, a little pre-function type setup going on. It was food. It was drinks and things like that you can do and have and partake. But the actual event didn't start at the time that was on the flyer. And to me, it almost felt like a better play than to say, all right, because typically happening, if you open up the doors, let's say you want people in the room by this time, and people now start just showing up as you're now getting your event going and getting in your emotion and your groove and stuff like that. Nobody really want to talk or entertain an empty room. I definitely don't. So it's like, man, how do you kind of play in that space where you create a vibe before the event where everybody's comfortable? You get them going, but you know, according to your schedule, you can still do what you got to do. That was just me processing it, because I'm always thinking about what I can do with Boss Fest. So I had to ask you.
But at the same token, what if you're waiting and unfortunately you still don't have a crowd? What do you do then?
That's a great damn question. I don't know.
You have to start.
You want Boss Fest creator, what do you do then?
I don't, the show has to go on, but I should know what type of crowd I should be anticipating based off of ticket sales at that point. By the time the day of the event, I should know exactly what how many tickets I've sold, how many people are going to be in the room with this. So it isn't a matter of who's coming. It's a matter of when they're coming. Hopefully everybody, if you pay for something, you're going to make sure your butt's in the room at a decent
time. I think it's a matter of who's coming. Because, like this comment says, the show must go on. And I feel like for the people that decided to come, the who that is in the room, it needs to be the best show for their money, regardless if it's full or not. Because I mean, they pay you for it, you're doing it. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I think if you set a standard as well as that you start on time or you start at a certain time, then people begin to be programmed to be like, oh shoot, I know I need to be there because Wanda's gonna start at the time that it says, and I don't want to miss any of this particular show or particular performance or speech or whatever. That's the way I feel. But I understand that, you know, it's not like that for everybody.
Now this one's good. It says the show must go on, especially if you're on a set schedule with the venue, unless you were willing to pay additional time. And some venues do only give you set time frame.
That's why I try to get venues that ain't giving me a set time frame, because I anticipate us.
Are you? You anticipate you?
I anticipate life-lifing. Something happened. Somebody didn't do something. We trying to put it together. There's a last minute something. Life be life, especially when you invest your time and energy into something. It never goes smooth. Anyone who I've heard put together major events, especially when they're, you know, it's funding out of their pocket, out of their hustle, it never can just go smooth. It's always some type of delay, something happening.
I think regardless, nothing goes smooth, whether they're funding out of their pocket or not. It's the nature of events. Somebody's not going to hit their cue. Something's not going to show up. We went to an event with David Sheen, and he said his merchandise didn't even show up. So he had an empty merchandise table. So it happens to the best of us. Like, something just is not going to go right.
True.
I had my money ready to buy a social proof shirt, and there was no shirts.
Yeah. So, like I said, it's always something that's going on with events that doesn't go as planned, but it's how you react to it.
It's how you react. And I have to work on my reaction, because you could typically see how I feel on my face.
Your face just twitches up.
No, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, depending on what I'm thinking, it's on my face.
I think I'm kind of like that in certain situations. But I think when it comes to events, I get into this, like, I don't know, like this overly calm state of mind. Like, I remember my caterer saying, it's the day of your event. Why are you talking so soft and calm? I'm like, what should I be doing? Like, but right. I think I mentally, you know, tell myself, okay, no matter what happens, don't get overexcited. Don't get upset. You know, just try to stay at an even keel so that nobody notices that I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? But, you know, really in my mind, and most of the time I'm like, okay, everything's in place. But I always know that there's just something that's going to happen. It just happens. Like the last event, you know, some of the entertainers were sick. They had death in their family. Somebody was in the hospital the same day.
Oh my goodness.
Everything was happening. One of my vendors, they were hit in the parking lot by a hit and run person. It was crazy.
That is a lot.
It was storming outside. It was just everything going on, but the show went on. It started on time and it went on. And
bruh, that is
the singers
actually came.
And the singers actually came. And, you know, people were calling me, telling me they couldn't come because XYZ was this and this happened with this person. I was like, oh my God, just be safe, you know. And that's all I could do, you know, but your mind will be like, if you let it get to you, be like, oh my God, this is the worst day ever. And let's just stop and let's not do it or whatever.
I feel like it's like a little wedding every time you do it. It just mm-hmm. be like, if you think of the emotions when planning a wedding and then it's like go time. I'm working on the poker face though. I think I did really good this year. I'm will give myself kudos. I think I did well.
You did okay.
She did okay.
She did better. She did better than she do in typical years. I know we're about to we're getting close to that time, but I want to ask you one more question from my end. Has there ever been an event that you planned or hosted that made you almost say, you know what, I don't even know if I want to do this anymore?
This last one that I said.
No,
I was like, I don't think I want to host an event again. But then I, you know what? Hey, we just went through a storm. People need to have something to uplift their spirits. You know, it's a lot going on. It's coming up to the holidays. Why not have a party?
Wait a minute. So what was the last event you just did?
In July, I had a burnt orange affair, and that was the one where hospitalized, car accidents, okay. All this stuff was going on. It was storming, raining, and the turnout was not as expected. I mean, people purchased tickets, but the turnout wasn't as big as the All Red affair, for an example. And so I was like, oh, I don't know. Let me just take a break from this maybe and continue to do what I was doing with my clients as far as coordinating the events, which I am, you know, but I like hosting the events.
You should keep doing it. It's almost like someone told me, like, you have to keep going and eventually people like will find you. You know what I mean? Like, you got to keep doing it. And especially because, like, I didn't know there was an event. And it's weird. People have things, and I'd be like, dang, how didn't know this was even going on?
It ain't on your algorithm.
Right. And it's almost like if you don't find it in an algorithm, you just have no earthly idea that it's even happening.
Or you see it one time, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, I think that might be something interesting. Then you don't see it no more.
You forget about it. Yeah.
Then it just slips your mind. But
right.
Edwina already told me, the black and white event, we are the gala. She's like, you taking me to this? So I said, all right, I'm taking this. So I gotta lose. I gave her a million excuses. I was like, man, I gotta lose 60 pounds, I gotta do a lot of stuff, but it ain't gonna work. So we locked in. We gotta make it happen. I'm looking forward to it because it feels like it's gonna be something that I can actually enjoy. I definitely don't be liking to go outside, so I'm excited for you. Please tell the people one more time, how can they...
I should be able to bring my own hookah to the gala.
Stop being ghetto. It's a gala.
People don't like hookah when they dressed up.
I'm just asking for a friend. She want to smoke your venue out with a hooker. Do some hooker shit.
You and I already gave her a chair.
She can sit down, but now she want to bring in a hooker.
Never mind. I guess that was crazy.
Then she's going to be like, ooh, can we bring some spades and some dominoes?
I don't even know how to play any.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this question, guys. Since Miss Edwina said she's going to be at the Black and White Ball or Gala, the Black and White VIP Gala, when are you guys going to purchase your tickets?
Right, Kevin. When we purchase, we ain't purchasing it. When is it? November what?
16th. We gonna get them bad boys November 15th.
November 15th. That when we buy the tickets.
November 15th at.
Wait, are they still on sale November 16th?
Because we they are not on sale November 16th.
because we understand that pain. We're gonna do better about getting that purchase.
Don't let him lie to you. We know we're going to a business conference in December, and I promise you, I'm gonna buy my plane ticket, I'm gonna buy a hotel room, I'm gonna buy everything around the actual ticket to the venue. I'm gonna probably buy that ticket that week.
Oh my gosh.
It's bad. Typically it's within that week. That's typically when the reason why I think people do this, and I even understand a little bit now, COVID kind of shook us a little bit. People used to purchase stuff in advance before COVID. And then when COVID hit and people like, well, I ain't giving you back your money. It is what it is. So people like, all right, then cool. I'll make sure for sure that your event is going to happen or that I know for sure I'm not going to be impacted by anything before I say, all right, let me put my money to it. Because I know once I say I paid my money, most tickets going to say no refund. And if something comes up, you're like, man, you know what? I don't want to be losing out. So that's typically how the space we operate in it. So we typically buy something within the 2 week time frame. That's realistically us.
Let's be honest about IBS, man.
Yeah, I'm like, well, wait a minute now, because listen, when we found out about COVID and they shut down things, we didn't have a 3 weeks notice. So what difference does it make?
No, I get it, but you know, but a lot of business people who I've spoken to have said that, hey, because we ask those same questions in our coaching, in our business coaching classes and stuff, and they say, listen, people don't purchase things advanced like they used to. Sometimes people go, you can get a ticket a month, 2 months in advance for an event that they know they really want to go, and the event would kick off. COVID happened, people lost money. As for, you know, people who had to spend their money for these tickets and these events, and they was like, man, they seen a shift in it. So for you to get those early ticket sales, you do have to do things like early bird specials.
I don't really know why I don't buy tickets in advance. I'm just sitting here thinking about that and processing
it. There's no real reason.
If the event is canceled, you do typically get a refund. And like, we know we're going to Atlanta in December. Why I'm not buying that ticket? But
especially if you're going to buy the plane ticket.
I'm going to buy everything.
I'm trying to convince her to let me put her on the back of a scooter so we ain't got to buy this plane ticket. We'll get there later.
That's a whole nother conversation on why we do that. Because I know I'm not alone. And this comment says that's how I am last minute. Like, I'm going to open up some Boss Fest stuff for 2025. And I already know that in that last like push week, 2 weeks before, that's when I'm selling these tickets. It's so crazy.
It is. It happens every time.
And I can't even be mad because I'm going to do it too.
Well,
y'all come out to the event. Come network with us because we're going to be in the building, apparently hookah list, but we're going to put that stuff on.
Well, don't say it like a negative like that.
Right. I got to say it like a negative because that's what Kevin said. Nope. I was ghetto and I wanted a hookah and I can't have it. That's what you said. My ghetto self can't.
This event is not designed for your hookah.
I know. And we're going to be dressed up and we're going to be nice.
We can get some drinks though. And some food.
I want everybody to come network with us. Let's have a good time.
We there to network. We there to build connections. So let's drop the link in the chat.
Look how many people said they get they're guilty of this. Definitely, if you had a ticket link, drop it in the chat. Let's make a pact today. It's at least three or four of us on the chat right now who are last minute. Y'all, let's buy our tickets before next Friday. Let's buy tickets before next Friday. Can we make a pact and say we're going to all get on here and we're going to do that? We're going to act right?
It's a cult.
It's a cult. Kool-Aid. We are supporting each other. I have a support team with the Boss Fist Podcast and my support system. We're going to all make a pact and we're going to say by next Friday, we're going to all get on here and we're going to buy our tickets before next Friday. And we're going to say, I did it. I did that thing. Because we're changing our habits for 2025. We are showing up.
We're changing our habits for 2025. We are showing up. So we lock it in. We buying our tickets before next Friday. Wait a minute. Yeah, next Friday.
That's 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks. But it's not November. No. This weekend is the 26th. Next weekend is what, like the 31st?
November 1st.
Either way.
That's November.
Still before the 16th. I just said next Friday because maybe you don't get paid this Friday. Maybe you get paid next Friday. I'm including everybody. If you get paid this Friday, get it this Friday.
So
if you get paid
next Friday, you get it next Friday.
Why you hating on the plan? We are doing better than we've done before.
We're doing better than we've done before. Better than yesterday. There it is. Put it on the shirt. Better than yesterday.
Please stop putting stupid stuff.
Sure. That is a great saying. Put it on the shirt. Better than yesterday.
We are just not going to buy the ticket on the 15th. We are going to buy it by next Friday. So y'all grab the ticket. Let's network. Let's show up. Hey, we just showing up. Like 2025, we are about support. We're about networking. And we building brands in 2025. Look at this.
And that's
the support we're putting it on the shirt.
I'm really big on supporting other people and their events. I've always, you know, been that way. I go to their events and make sure that I show up and show out.
Yes, show up and show. You put that on a show up and show out. Put that on a shirt.
You put that on your shirt. Better than yesterday is going on my shirt.
Somebody make a shirt for Kevin that he not going to wear. Make sure it fit people who are good big. Because Brandon said you a good big. Not a big big.
Whatever.
So make sure the shirt fit that. But I know we're wrapping up the podcast. Mm-hmm. The last thing I'm going to ask y'all as we go into 2025, we are in the midst of planning two Boss Fest events. We're going to do it two times for them in 2025?
Oh, Jesus.
Either way, y'all follow us because it's popping off. You see how he say, oh, Jesus, that means it's happening. We are in the building. We're going to hit y'all at the beginning of the year, and then we're going to hit y'all in the fourth quarter for Boss Fest. So it's going down our website, www.boss-fest.com. If you missed out this October, you missed the movement, but we are educating all the business owners for 2025, and we are leveling up. That's all I got for y'all on this week.
One more time, Ms. Wanda, how can I get these tickets to your event?
We're going to go to eventbrite.com, or you can go on Facebook under the event section there and click the link directly to the Eventbrite as well as eventbrite.com. So I have that available on Facebook as a actual Facebook event because a lot of people look through there just randomly searching. But if you need information, you can reach out to me directly on Facebook under Wanda Lisbon, Lisbon Gaines, Gaines, or New Outlook Events on Facebook or on Instagram, New Outlook Events.
Listen, I'm just going to add some stuff for her. Y'all go to the Facebook event because I feel like it helps when we start saying that we coming and so Facebook can show more people the event. And then share the event from Facebook. Let's do this thing the right way. And I know she said y'all can contact her directly, but stop inboxing people the same stuff that you see on a Facebook event. We are better than that. That's it. That's all I'm going to say now. I ain't going to say nothing else.
So we going on Facebook community. So we going on Facebook. We hitting I'm interested or I'm going to the event.
We going to the event. Stop hitting I'm interested because you're going.
I'm going to the event so everybody can see who going to the event. We can lock in.
We locked in.
We locking in.
That's how we doing it.
Locking in.
We appreciate y'all and joining us. Drop
the link to Eventbrite in your chat room, I think.
I don't see it. Maybe I'm slow. Let me know if y'all see the link. I don't want to end the podcast until we know everybody can see the link. Yeah, I don't see it. Try it again.
Okay. Let me join the chat. It says private chat, so maybe it went to you personally.
Wait a minute. Oh, you sent it to, yeah. Okay, I got it. All right, so we're dropping the link to buy the tickets in the chat. Y'all get the tickets.
You putting it on now?
Yeah, I got it on there. Y'all can just click the link. Y'all share the podcast out. We appreciate y'all joining us this Wednesday. We'll see y'all next Wednesday.
Peace.